You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock and it is, of course, time for The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist. Adam on the line to us from London. Adam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gugu.
So in terms of international relations, we're seeing things increasing or becoming a lot more tense around Iran.
Yes, America has basically, and through the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, has suggested they could impose the strongest sanctions in history. This is assuming that Iran doesn't back off from its support of terrorism and other military adventures in the Middle East. The United States has basically got a 12-point series of conditions saying if Iran does all of that, then they wouldn't impose sanctions. But if they don't do all of those 12, then they will absolutely wade in. Of course, remember Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Apart from this, of course, putting America and Iran on a very uneasy footing, this is also putting America and Europe on a very uneasy footing, because Europe has still basically said we want to keep with a nuclear deal whereby Iran doesn't pursue its nuclear ambitions, and in exchange there aren't European sanctions. And just one, for instance, the French energy firm, the petrol company Total, currently has a $5 billion deal to help Iran develop some gas fields. Absolutely nothing to do with nuclear energy, but that would break the American sanctions. What would that mean for Total? What would that mean for the oil companies' deals with America? The question marks are huge.
And there are questions around whether the UK government is ignoring corruption.
Yes. This is the accusation from within as well. This is MPs on the UK Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee who say that essentially the City of London and various financial institutions are being used to hide the corrupt assets of Vladimir Putin and his chums, and that they're only too happy to cash in. I mean, I suppose there's that thing, isn't there, that financial institutions don't always have a great deal of morality with their money-making, but the overseeing government should, they say. So we're doing a Switzerland, you could say, that while ministers talk about criminal crackdowns, they suggest a blind eye is being turned to this dirty money, to this criminal funding. And we wonder if all of this could explain also why Roman Abramovich, the Chelsea owner, of course, and billionaire, has not had his UK visa renewed. There's said to be a delay. Now, of course, you can get delays in such things in bureaucratic processes the world over. But is it coincidence that Roman Abramovich can't actually currently get into the UK?
And speaking of the UK, this weekend was, of course, all about the royal wedding. And it seems some of the memorabilia from the wedding are hot property.
Yeah, they've ended up on eBay. So far, only a handful. But these are the royal wedding goodie bags that were handed out, not so much to the celebrities who were inside, but to the invited members of the public who were within the grounds of Windsor Castle. There were 1,500 invited members, charity workers, local volunteers, community stalwarts who, quote, make their cities, towns and villages a better place to live. So upstanding members of society who now appear to have thought, well, actually, we can make a bit of a quick buck out of this. And they put a few of these items up on eBay. So yours for £400, 7,000 Rand, roughly speaking, chocolate, shortbread, a fridge magnet, a bottle of water, a wedding program, and a 20% off voucher for the Windsor Castle shop. I mean, whoopee-doo, 7,000 Rand for that lot. It sounds like about 10 quid's worth of stuff to me.
It's the most expensive bottle of water I think I've ever heard of.
Absolutely. And that fridge magnet must be worth a fortune. I don't believe it's made of solid gold.
Oh, Adam, thank you so much. Always a pleasure speaking to you.
Cheers, Gugu.
That's Adam Gilchrist on the line to us from London. And every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question came from Samuel Mtweni, and he sent us a tweet which asked, what are the effects of altitude on athletic performance? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. And to get the answer, we spoke to Dr. John Patricios, who's a sports physician. And this is the answer the doctor gave us.
The effects of altitude on athletic performance are quite significant, particularly for those that aren't used to being exposed to high altitudes. The high altitude means there is a lower content of oxygen in the air, which necessarily will affect your aerobic performance. All of these result in stresses on the body which can decrease performance in events that require endurance and can also manifest with symptoms such as headache, nausea, fatigue, and dizziness. So in a nutshell, high altitudes decrease performance for those sports requiring endurance, but can be used to your advantage if you live at high altitudes and are able to adapt to that, or are involved in explosive sports where the lower atmospheric pressure is actually to your advantage and you can jump and sprint higher and faster than you would normally.
And that means, Samuel Mtweni, you've won yourself 1,000 Rand for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. And you win 1,000 Rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Morning, Robin. Glad to see you're back. I just wanted to pop in before your meeting with the team from Chambers & Chambers.
Don't worry, Mr. Fredericks. I took care of that already.
You did? How?
Over a bottle of fine French wine and a gourmet meal.
Oh.
I happened to sit next to Miss Chambers at the Emirates Lounge in Beijing.
So you landed the account before you even took off. That's good work.
With gourmet meals and fine wines in our worldwide lounges, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.